Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today. Now, here is Dr. J. Otis Yoder with Hope for Today.
Contentment is a wonderful attitude to maintain. At the same time, lethargy is a curse. Lethargy means, I don't care. Whatever happens is okay. We somehow have to get into a balance the idea of aggressiveness and contentment. In this message, I hope to help you assess where you are and what to do about your situation. So I hope you will stay right here with me. My message is, serve where you are. This means someone outside of you will likely be in control. But think about this carefully. Have your Bible open to 1 Corinthians 7, 17 to 24. That's 1 Corinthians 7, 17 to 24, and here is the Word of God. But as God hath distributed to every man, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all churches. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God, that every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Art thou called being a servant? Care not for it. But if thou mayest be free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Lord, being a servant, is the Lord's free man. Likewise also, he that is called being free is Christ's servant. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. To help you serve where you are, I bring you several observations to encourage you in your service. First, I observe that the calling comes by divine distribution. I read, God hath distributed to every man. That tells me that basic ability is inherent in our personality. We probably all have some native abilities, which we may not have discovered as of yet. I have seen that especially in artists. Every basic ability can be developed, of course. It can be made better. Today, in Christian circles, we often talk about the gift. How to discern my gift? How to discern your gift? Some have advocated that the church should offer discernment of a person's gift. Now, it is true, a person trying to serve in a position for which he is not fitted is a sorry misfit. The apostle then uses the illustration of circumcision. Circumcision in the early church was a problem. In fact, in Acts 15, they had a church gathering to decide whether or not the Gentiles who were not circumcised would need to undergo the rite of circumcision in order to become Christians. You see, the Jews had practiced this ever since the time of Abraham. It was a symbol of their belonging to the community, or the covenant of God. So it was very important to them, a very important point to consider. But the apostle says, if you are called being circumcised, do not try to be uncircumcised. If you're called in uncircumcision, do not try to be circumcised. Look at verse 19 again. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of God. So observe that calling comes from God. God has distributed to everyone. So serve where you are. Second, I observe that the call requires human contribution. Here is where the contentment comes in. How many have wasted their lives by fussing about where they are? They don't want to be where they are. They want to be somewhere else. They look sometimes with envy on another person, believing they would do a better job, much better job. So they have troubled themselves with discontent. The apostle says, "Where you are, abide there and serve the Lord." He uses slavery as an example. Slavery was widely practiced in Paul's day, and he is telling the slave to be the very best slave he can possibly be. Be what you ought to be where you are. I'm thinking right now of the Old Testament prophet Daniel. Daniel was among the children of Judah carried captive by Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon. He was made a eunuch. His masculinity was spoiled. He was there to serve Nebuchadnezzar. He was the most faithful of all his servants. Though a slave, Daniel served well. He never compromised his faith in God at any point. In fact, Nebuchadnezzar came to depend on Daniel very much. The successors to Nebuchadnezzar, for example, Darius, the king, put Daniel in charge of his whole kingdom. I'm talking about being the very best servant possible. Daniel was a slave. He served well. As Christians, we also ought to be loyal to our master. Our first loyalty is to Jesus. Paul points that out. If you are called as a servant, then be a good servant. But we are to think in terms of being the servant of Jesus. The whole focus that we face is this: face up to Jesus. We are to be free men and slaves of Jesus. So our contribution is first and last to Jesus. First and foremost, to Jesus. So that is our contribution. Third, I observe the call demands personal retribution. The apostle says, "You're bought with a price." The death of Jesus on the cross is that price. Sometimes I think we're too far removed from it. If we were closer to it, if it were not so long ago, perhaps it would make a deeper impression on us. Matthew, in his gospel, records the crucifixion. I want you to listen. I want you to put yourself there. Be as close as you possibly can in your mind. If you want to, open your Bible to Matthew 27, 33 to 50. That's Matthew 27, verses 33 to 50. It is important for me to read this to you. Listen. "And when they were come into a place called Golgotha, that is to say, a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there. And set over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then there were two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. Now from the sixth hour there was darkness over all the land unto the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani? That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elijah. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elijah will come to save him. Jesus, when he had cried with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. My friend, that is the price. Oh, what do we owe him? It calls for personal retribution. Much more than material things, it calls above all for our yielded hurts. He paid a debt he did not owe, because I had a debt I could not pay. Weigh carefully the price Jesus paid. Now, what have you done for him? That is where retribution comes in, the payback. Our retribution must be our all. Friend, I have assumed that you are a Christian. If you are not, then your first step is to receive Jesus as your Savior. Now then, I urge you to recognize God's gift to you. Resolve to make your contribution to the Lord's cause. Remember the price Jesus paid for you. Serve where you are. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, I have been greatly moved as I reflect upon the call of being a Christian and receiving from thy hand, Lord, the gift, making mine own contribution and retribution. Father, I pray, accept what I can do, and I'm praying for my friend, Lord. Speak to his or her heart. Whatever, Lord, and may it be to the glory of God, that that person will turn his or her heart to Jesus. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
That was a very practical message, my friend, especially in the context of marriage. You see, the most important thing in life is not marriage or singleness. It is to serve the Lord where He has called you. Now, friend, if you have a question or a comment on today's teaching, or if you have a prayer request, write to us, because we'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can go to our website at www.heraldsofhope.org and send us your comments by the email link provided there. Once again, the mailing address is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. And the web address is www.heraldsofhope.org. The mailing address, once more, is Hope for Today, Post Office Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Now, you be sure to join us next week as we continue our Bible study from 1 Corinthians. Until then, keep looking for that blessed hope.